DY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, cloudy at 24. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 15. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 38. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, temperatures at 23 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 12.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. I'm Rick Everett. Kansas welfare officials planning to have state staff perform all annual foster home inspections by midway through next year. Topeka Capital Journal reports the Kansas Department for Children and Families updated lawmakers on Wednesday about its efforts to respond to a highly critical audit. DCF has been moving to take away annual inspections of foster homes from agency contractors, citing potential conflicts of interest. Former U.S. Congressman Todd Tehart is looking into trying to get his old job back. The Wichita Eagle reports that Tehart says he's, quote, exploring the options, end quote, after President-elect Donald Trump offered the CIA director job to U.S. Representative Mike Pompeo. Tehart won't say for certain whether he would seek the seat in the special election. The special election will happen after the U.S. Senate confirms Pompeo as CIA director. Mid-America Network News.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Matt and Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/6 through 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Tis the season for picking the perfect Christmas tree. And right now you'll find the perfect fresh-cut tree conveniently located at the Home Depot. These farm-fresh trees are ready for you to wander through them and choose just the right one to bring the holidays home. They range from 5 to 10 feet tall, and they're ready to be lit, decorated, and have songs sung around them. Perfect. Fresh-cut Christmas trees, ready right now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
An appeals court says an imprisoned Kansas child pornographer must liquidate his union retirement account and apply that money he tried to hide from the court to provide restitution to victims. Wednesday's ruling by a Denver-based 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel upholds a federal judge's ruling against 54-year-old Philip Grigsby. The Kansas Court of Appeals having a new chief judge next month. Kansas Supreme Court selected Judge Karen Arnold Berger to serve as chief judge of the 14-member state appeals court. That appointment beginning January 9th. She succeeds Chief Judge Thomas J. Malone, who will continue to serve on the appeals court after his four-year term as Chief Judge ends. As Chief Judge, Arnold Berger will determine venues for arguments, designate cases to be heard by three-judge panels, and assign judges to panels. Arnold Berger has served as presiding municipal court judge in Overland Park and assistant U.S. attorney in Kansas City. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Police say a 7-year-old boy is in a Lincoln hospital with life-threatening injuries after being hit by a truck as he crossed the street to go to school. Lincoln Police Officer Katie Flood tells the Lincoln Journal-Star that a northbound pickup truck hit the boy yesterday morning as he crossed the street in the crosswalk in front of Saratoga Elementary School. Fire has gutted a historic downtown building that housed an antique shop and apartments. Lincoln Journal-Star says as many many as 10 people were left homeless by the fire yesterday morning. Officials say the fire in Seward started during the night when an apartment resident lost power and tried to replace a fuse. No one injured in the mishap. And Nebraska's presidential electors are getting deluged with messages trying to sway them before they vote for Republican Donald Trump later this month. But state law has already tied their hands. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Matt Jarvis and Lou at MJ's Truck Repair in Mound Ridge, Kansas want to take this opportunity to wish you the merriest of Christmases and the most prosperous of New Years. Kansas' largest independent big truck and trailer service center between Wichita and Salina, MJ's Truck Repair looks forward to serving you in the new year, keeping you rolling worry-free. At exit 46 off I-135 under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas, MJ's Truck Repair, wishing you the best of the holiday season.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and buildings. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Christmas activities continue this weekend. Blue Rapids is featuring their third annual Hometown Christmas Saturday. Several businesses will feature open houses throughout the day. The fire department will host a pancake feed from 7 to 11 a.m. A holiday bazaar with home-based vendors will be featured in the back room of the Blue Rapids Museum. The library is hosting a silent auction, and the Chamber of Commerce will feature a soup dinner serving 4:30 until 7 at the Community Center in Blue Rapids, with Santa greeting youngsters from 4 until 5:30. The annual horse-drawn lighted parade begins Saturday at 6. A flyer is online at the Get Blue Rapids Facebook page. Axtell Knights of Columbus will host a Santa and Soup Day Saturday, serving soup from 11 to 1 at the Axtell Legion Community Building. Santa will greet youngsters Saturday from noon till 1. Free will donation with all proceeds toward medical cost for Deborah Egan, who is fighting cancer. Landall Corporation will host three free movies Saturday afternoon at one of the Astro Theaters. The new Disney movie, Moana, Joyous Noel, and the 1937 classic Heidi will be featured. All ages are welcome. On Sunday in Marysville, the public library will host a two-person family-friendly play, A Christmas Carol, free at 1 p.m. Marshall County Christmas Cantata features What Child Is This? Sunday at 3 at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. And the Axtell United Methodist Church Christmas Cantata, A Candlelight Christmas, is scheduled Sunday at 7:30 p.m. The City of Washington is again encouraging residents to light up for the holidays with a Christmas lighting contest. Judging will take place next Saturday, December 17. Top winner will receive free electricity for the month of December, with a $50 credit for second and $25 credit for third place. For details, contact Washington City Hall. Blue Rapids is also hosting a Christmas lighting contest with judging December 17th. Three top winners will receive $75, $50, and $25 in chamber box, respectively. A fatality accident was reported in Gage County early Saturday around 12:30 a.m., a mile west of Beatrice at 61st and West Hoyt Roads. Kevin Patterson apparently struck a tall embankment at high speed and was killed. Kevin Patterson, age 36, of Beatrice, was the lone occupant in the vehicle. Minor injuries were reported November 28th as a result of an accident at the Beatty Corner. Tanner Holman of Manhattan was crossing U.S. 36 and was struck by Dominique Schmitz of Home City. No injuries were reported November 21st, but a vehicle rolled after swerving to avoid a deer. Elizabeth Dunzing of Byron, Nebraska, was traveling on U.S. 77 north of Marysville near Juniper Road. The Nemaha County Sheriff's Office received a report November 29th of a Bobcat skid loader
valued at $10,000, taken from 214 K62 Highway in southeast Nemahal County.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato, a roll, Brussels sprouts, and $1 million salad. Monday's menu, liver and onions, mashed potato, wheat bread, green beans, and rhubarb crisp. Check of school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High Wrestling League Tournament at Clay Center this afternoon. Marysville High School basketball teams entertain Clay Center this evening. Our broadcast feature, Frankfort at Valley Heights, live on KNDY-FM 98.5.5.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're going to see quiet weather throughout the rest of this Friday into Saturday, but it looks like cloudy skies will continue over our area for the day, and it looks like we have a low pressure system pushing across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, just bringing us a 30% chance of snow as we head into Sunday. Otherwise, temperatures in the mid to upper 20s to the 30s will still continue through the weekend and into the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, mostly cloudy at 24. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies with a low near 15. As we enter Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 38. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 23. For Sunday, a chance for some snow showers, otherwise cloudy skies with a high near 34. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low near 19 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early December 43, record high on this date 70 in 1946. The average low 24, the record low was 6 below 0 in 2005. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning 7:31. A very chilly 5 degrees under clear skies, winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 9th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's a hometown Christmas in Blue Rapids. Saturday, December 10th will be a down-home extravaganza, starting with a pancake breakfast and ending with a soup supper, with plenty of cheery activities in between. Wagon rides, a craft fair, contests, Santa, and a parade are just a start. Look for the businesses sporting red bows for Christmas treats and specials. See the flyer on the Get Blue Rapids Facebook page for a full list of events. Make plans for a merry day with the Hometown Christmas in Blue Rapids on December 10th.
They both own the same record, but the Chiefs own the Raiders this season. The road-winning streak for the Spurs has come to an end. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, the top dogs in the AFC West slugged it out on Thursday Night Football, but it was all Kansas City.
Bill takes it. The number one punt returner in the league. At the 25, puts his foot in the ground. 35, 40. Gets a block midfield. Cuts it back. 40, 30. Goodbye, Oakland. Tyreek Hill. 10, 5. Touchdown. 77-yard punt return.
On 101, the Fox, Hill scored twice. The Chiefs defeat the Raiders 21-13. Both are 10-3, but Casey holds the tiebreaker. On the hardwood, Spurs road winning streak ends in Chicago at 13.
Wade at the point. Left-hand dribble drive. On Gasol. Inside. Gibson with a two-handed dunk. Set up by Dwayne Wade.
On WLS, the Bulls edge the Spurs 95-91. Golden State owns the NBA's best record at 20-3.
High steps it on. Gobert goes up and dunked it down. A hard drive by Kevin Durant down the left side of the paint, and he slammed it down.
On 95-7, the game. Warriors win in Utah 106-99. To baseball, ESPN reports center fielder Dexter Fowler is leaving the Cubs and going to the Cardinals. Fowler expected to be in St. Louis today for a physical. Cards also have a news conference scheduled. Back to the NBA. Can the T-Wolves remove Toronto from their schedule?
To Carroll, too strong. Up last, look out! My goodness! DeMar DeRozan just leapfrogged over Ricky Rubio and threw down a dirty slice of some grilled cheese.
On CJCL, Toronto tops Minnesota 124-110. The Raptors have won 7 of 8. The T-Wolves have lost 13 straight in Toronto. In New Orleans, the 76ers picked up their first road win of the year.
Into the right corner, Ilyasova for three. Dagger as the shot clock expires. That might do it.
On WRNO, Philly tops the Pelicans 99-88 to snap a 23-game road losing skid. College hoops, 12th-ranked St. Mary's goes down to UT Arlington 65-51, and Iowa cruises past 25th-ranked Iowa State 78-64. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Marysville wrestlers defeat Wamego in Marysville's home opener Thursday 71-6. High school basketball Friday, our broadcast feature, Frankfort at Valley Heights, live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Streaming on our website, KNDYradio.com. Marysville is host to Clay Center. Washington County entertains Wakefield. Hanover tips off at Troy. Axtell home to Centralia. Lynn at Wetmore. Diller O'Dell at Sterling. And Tri-County tips off at Southern.
Bring your archery skills to the next level at Impulse Archery, a full-service pro shop with bows, archery accessories, boat maintenance, and a 35-yard 3D indoor archery range. Winter leagues forming now. Open 7 days a week, 3 miles west of Marysville. Find us on Facebook at Impulse Archery LLC or ImpulseArchery.com.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about their rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even free ribeye dinners. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for dinner between work and the Christmas program or a hearty breakfast before a big day of shopping. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A former governor of Iowa supports the appointment of the current office holder as the nation's ambassador to China. Rod Bain explains.
The appointment of cabinet-level and executive branch positions in the new presidential administration will continue throughout the next few months. One such announcement occurred earlier this week when longtime Iowa Governor Terry Branstad was announced as the Trump administration's nominee as ambassador to China. Reacting to the news was a former governor of Iowa, current Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Governor Branstad getting an opportunity potentially to serve in China. There probably is no person in America today that's probably better suited for that particular job than Terry Branstad because he's tenacious, because he understands trade, because he has a relationship with the Chinese leaders.
Through several Iowa State trade missions to China during Branstad's tenure in office. Branstad's nomination, along with the almost 650 executive branch appointments, must be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Among the appointments still to be made by the new administration, their choice for Secretary of Agriculture. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
Well, and changes in farming operations happen all year long, but winter's a good time to assess your situation and report changes to your county office. Some examples of changes that need to be reported to FSA are the name, address, or bank account changes, restructuring of entities like trusts or corporations, purchasing or selling land, and changes in land leases. Sometimes these changes require makeup of a farm to be changed through a reconstruction process, which must be requested on Form FSA 155. Those changes also require producers to update their CCC 902 farm operating plan. For more information, you can sure contact your county Farm Service Agency office. Well, join us on social media by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. American Farm Bureau officials welcome President-elect Donald Trump's pick for administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency after years of turbulent relations with the current administration's EPA leadership. Environmental groups see a rollback of current administration's clean air and water rules, but AFBF and other farm groups are elated by Trump's pick of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the EPA. AFBF Executive Director Dale Moore says,
"We have watched as Attorney General Pruitt has taken on EPA. He's been one of the fighters in our effort to push back on waters of the U.S., and taking on a number of those challenges that show that our state governments are paying as close attention to some of this regulatory creep that we've been fighting."
In a written statement, Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says Pruitt, who joined other attorneys general in legal action against the EPA, should provide a new degree of fairness for agriculture. Duval says AFBF expects that Pruitt will listen to concerns of farmers and others who work daily with the nation's natural resources. Moore agrees things are about to change when it comes to the EPA.
I think the tone and the tenor are in the process of changing, and we very much look forward to working with Mr. Pruitt when he is approved by the Senate and put into his new role. And we stand ready to work with him to take these regulations that have been causing so many problems for farmers and ranchers and pull them back to the point where we're doing our jobs.
Pruitt must be confirmed by the U.S. Senate once Trump takes office next month. Of course, all of Trump's cabinet picks will have to face congressional approval before they can move forward. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Van Casino's all-new bingo facility is now open and features, you'd better be sitting for this, 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, MP Bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets and pull tabs, lots of snacks and bottled beer, plus we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. We're open Monday through Saturday evenings with matinee sessions on Saturday and Sunday. Whew, so how do you like bingo now? Pricing and packages at prairievan.com/bingo.
And now, another episode of Don't Touch That Turkey.
Okay, turkeys, looking good today. Maybe too good. Butterball, lose some weight. You, rub some dirt on your face. Everybody ready? Let's go.
Eat more beef. Eat more beef.
Families that eat beef together stay together. The family from Cattle Empire extend to your family the warmest wishes and the happiest of holidays. Cattle Empire, located in Satanta, Kansas, building on tradition with renewed vision.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, of course. Donald Trump's campaign promises are troubling to agriculture in a couple of ways, immigration being one, trade another. But when it comes to regulatory reform, that is getting a big thumbs up. More about that after this.
Christmas is quickly approaching, and I've got just the thing for that hard-to-buy-for farmer. Max Armstrong's Stories from the Heartland. It's a beautiful, full-color, hardcover book containing stories about many of the people Max has met during his travels. The stories are all self-contained, leading one reviewer to note, "You can only read a story or two if you'd like, but chances are you'll want to keep reading. The stories are that good." Max shares inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from his 40-year career in farm broadcasting. His travels have taken him far away from his family farm along the Wabash River in Indiana, but Max has always managed to keep one foot in the furrow. Max has met the most fascinating folks, and this book is a tribute to them, as well as the countless Americans whose lives have been enriched because of their connections to agriculture. Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong, the perfect Christmas gift. Order yours at maxarmstrongbook.com. That's maxarmstrongbook.com.
Bob Young is Chief Economist and Deputy Director of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation in Washington, D.C. He joined us to talk about the post-Trump election and what it means for farming America. When it comes to the promise of regulatory reform?
We're very hopeful. And I think we've got very strong indication on that front that we're going to talk about significant regulatory reform, not just the regs that are kind of, you know, already on the ground or about to go on the ground at this point in time, but also just in terms of how the entire process would unfold as we roll forward. We've had some significant concerns about just the regulatory process, the way the courts behave, the way the courts defer to agencies, for example, as opposed to taking input from, you know, the affected sectors more. So I think we're very hopeful that that's going to be another area where we're going to get some significant progress out of the Trump administration. And then, you know, with a Republican Congress, Republican administration, would also hope that we talk about tax reform as well as we roll into 2017. I think it's very important that we talk about tax reform, not just for corporations, but also for individual tax reform, just because of the way that, you know, farmers and ranchers tend to file their taxes. Yes, in many cases, they're filing as a corporation, but in many, many cases as well. We've got farmers filing as individuals, so we need to make sure we're, you know, not throwing the baby out with the bathwater if we go through this as we go through this overall tax reform effort.
Speaking of water, let's talk about Waters of the U.S. and the EPA. Could that be reformed in favor of agriculture?
I wouldn't just say agriculture. I'd say kind of fair, more, you know, common sense. You know, we've got folks that are fighting EPA now in the courts because they created this mountain range by going out and plowing their field. Now, admittedly, these mountains that we're talking about are 4 inches high, but, you know, that's the position that the Corps and EPA are taking with some folks. We just need to get common sense kind of back in the way that these Waters of the United States regulations are written, the way they're implemented and interpreted. We just need common sense to kind of come back, and I think under the Trump administration we're going to be able to have those kind of conversations.
Bob Young of the American Farm Bureau Federation, back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, a chilly 5 degrees. Highs approach 30 today, 40 tomorrow.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Tune for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show tonight and game nights with high school basketball scores.
Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Tyreek Hill had touchdowns receiving, and on a punt return, Kansas City's defense made life miserable for Oakland quarterback Derek Carr, and the Chiefs beat the Raiders 21-13 on a frigid Thursday night. They also took control of the AFC West. Jerick Hendrick West also had a touchdown run for the Chiefs, 10-3. They moved into first place tie now with Oakland, who's 10-3, but the Chiefs hold the tiebreaker with two wins over their longtime division rival. Carr was 17 of 41 for 117 yards passing, though the ugly stat line wasn't entirely his fault. Seth Roberts dropped just about everything thrown at him. Amari Cooper couldn't adjust to a long throw for a would-be touchdown early in the fourth quarter, and several more passes were dropped to the rock-hard turf of Arrowhead Stadium on a night when wind chill single digits. Again, the Chiefs were victorious 21-13. They'll continue their three-game homestand December 18th against Tennessee. Mid-America Network Sports.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 300.